wants to do.
He did very well.
He did a good job.
He did very well.
No rotten eggs came up.
Thank you, Mr. Ross.
You're welcome.
All right, then, that completes our public hearing. Moving on to other business. Our first item of other business is Sawmill Woods Estates at Enchanted Woods, subdivision 2016-5, final subdivision plan.
This is a final subdivision plan. The major subdivision is to allow for the creation of 14 parcels with site improvements to be located off Huff Road. The property is zoned AR1. The tax parcels are District 235, Map 24, Parcels 234 through 249, and Parcel 39.01. The Planning Commission approved the preliminary subdivision plan at their meeting on May 12, 2016. As part of the preliminary subdivision approval, the Planning Commission approved the waiver of the 20-foot forested landscape buffer. The previous subdivision, also Sawmill Woods, 2004-51, expired on January 1, 2016, and the plan complies with the conditions of approval, and staff is in receipt of all agency approvals.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes, sir.
I move that we grant Sawmill Woods, Enchanted Woods 2016-5 final subdivision approval.
Second.
Moved and seconded to grant final subdivision approval to Sawmill Woods. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next item is lands of Vonasek on Reynolds Road, preliminary site plan.
This is a preliminary site plan for the construction of a 7,200 square foot building with site improvements for a riding academy. The use of a riding academy requires a special use exception by the Board of Adjustment. The Board of Adjustment granted approval of the special use exception for a riding academy on July 18, 2016. The property is zoned AR1. The tax parcel is District 235, Map 6, Parcel 16, and staff is awaiting agency approvals.
Mr. Chairman, considering the lands of Vonasek on Reynolds Road, my motion is for approval of a preliminary site plan and final when staff gets all agency approvals.
Second.
Moved and seconded to approve the lands of Vonasek on Reynolds Road as a preliminary site plan with the final site plan approval to be by the staff subject to receipt of all other permits. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Carried. Our next item is Assembly of the Sacred Wheel. Preliminary site plan.
This is a preliminary site plan for the construction of a 2,700 square foot building for a 40-seat religious service facility located on a 91.167 acre parcel. The building was constructed without site plan approval. The plan does comply with the parking calculations. They're providing 11 spaces. Property is accessed from a shared private drive off two other properties off Deer Forest Road. The property is zoned AR1. Tax parcel is 231-3, parcel 6. Churches are a permitted use in the zoning district. I think we are waiting for two agency approvals.
Okay. I guess they did have a building permit for the building. It just didn't have site plan. Looks like God got ahead of government in this case.
The building permit came in as an accessory structure until we went out and did a final inspection, noticed it was not being used as an accessory structure. So they have come in with a site plan for their building.
Good, well, good for them. Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve the preliminary site plan of the Assembly of Sacred Wheel with final site plan by staff pending receipt of agency approvals.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the Assembly of the Sacred Wheel site plan as a preliminary with final approval to be by the staff subject to receipt of all other permits. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next item is the Cross Christian Academy. This was conditional use 2010, preliminary site plan.
This is a preliminary site plan for the construction of a 9,798 square foot private school for the Cross Christian Academy School. To serve grades K through 12, the Planning Commission held a public hearing on this on February 26, 2015. This conditional use, CU 2010, was approved by County Council on April 14, 2015. Site improvements would include a new school building, athletic center, and a small maintenance building. Property will also contain a 74-space parking lot with an entrance off of Spruce Road.
Property is identified as 230 26 parcel 603 and is zoned AR1. We are awaiting agency approvals on this as well.
Mr. Chairman, considering Cross Christian Academy School CU 2010, my motion is for preliminary site plan approval with final being given by staff when all agency approvals are received.
Second.
It's moved and seconded to approve the Cross Christian Academy preliminary site plan as a preliminary with final approval to be by the staff subject to receipt of all of the permits. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Our next item is Living Hope Fellowship Church preliminary site plan.
This is a preliminary site plan for the construction of an 8,000 square feet, one-story church building in a 64-space parking lot using pervious paving material. An addition is proposed at a later date. The property is located on the west side of Statenville Road. Tax parcel is District 430, Map 1, Parcel 1306. The property is zoned AR1. Churches are a permitted use in this zoning district. We are awaiting agency approvals on this as well.
Mr. Chairman, considering Living Hope Fellowship Church, my motion is for preliminary approval with final given by staff upon receiving all agency approvals.
Second.
It's moved and seconded to approve Living Hope Fellowship Church preliminary site plan as a preliminary with final approval to be by the staff subject to receipt of all other approvals. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Carried. Our next item is lands of Watson on Bucks Road. This is a minor subdivision with the 50-foot easement.
This is a minor subdivision for the creation of one parcel of land and the creation of a 50-foot easement. The proposed lot will be 1.29 acres, and the residual will be approximately 12.449 acres. The new 50-foot easement will go over the existing driveway. The property is zoned AR1, and the tax map is District 330, Map 11, Parcel 6404, and staff is awaiting approval from DLDOT.
Chairman, considering the lands of Watson on Buck Road, my motion is for approval for a minor subdivision upon getting approval from DLDOT.
Second.
It's moved and seconded to approve the minor subdivision with a 50-foot easement for lands of Watson on Bucks Road, subject to approval by DLDOT. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next item is lands of Short on Woodhawk Roads, minor subdivision with a 50-foot easement.
This is a minor subdivision for the creation of one parcel of land and the creation of a 50-foot easement. The new lot will be 1 acre and the residual will be 1.5 acres. The new easement will go over the existing driveway. The property is zoned AR1 and the tax parcel is District 530, Map 11, Parcel 24, and staff is awaiting approval from DLDOT.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve the application of Lands of Short on Woodhawk Road as a preliminary with final by staff once they receive the approval from DLDOT.
Second.
Moved and seconded to approve a minor subdivision with a 50-foot easement for Lands of Short on Woodhawk Road, subject to a final approval by DLDOT. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next item is the reserves request to amend setbacks.
This is a request to revise the front yard setback for the subdivision from 30 feet to 25 feet. The property is an RPC, and the Planning Commission has the ability to reduce the setbacks within the development. The owner is requesting the reduction due to an issue with Bennett's tax ditch. The tax ditch has widened over the years and has begun to encroach into the building restriction lines of some of the parcels. Therefore, the application is requesting the reduction in the front yard setback. The Planning Commission deferred a decision at their September 22nd meeting to allow for Mr. Hudson and staff to perform a site visit with the application, with the applicant. The site visit occurred last Thursday, October 6, 2016, and after that, the applicant provided an updated letter regarding the application, a colored map showing the parcels. The parcels in blue are the parcels that would have the 25-foot front yard and the 15-foot rear yard. The parcels in the pink-red color are the parcels that have already had a permit issued, so they would be reducing the front yard setback, and most of those houses have already been constructed. So they would also have a 25-foot front yard, but they would have a 10-foot rear yard as some of those houses were already built to the 10-foot rear yard setback line. And they also provided a subdivision plan for your consideration.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes, sir.
This is a little bit convoluted as far as which lots get what, you know, setbacks front and rear. So as far as making a motion on it, it's going to take a, not a lot, but quite a bit, I would think. With my limited experience here, certainly I've been out there 3 times.
Okay.
And Ms. Cornwell and I were out there once, and we met with, I can't remember their names. And
the engineer is in the back of the room.
The engineer, yes.
Mr. Lardner.
Mr. Lardner from Davis Point and Fridell.
So any recommendations on, I have no problem with this, but it's a little bit.
Is your concern with how to phrase a motion?
Exactly.
Is that what you're concerned about? Yes. That gentleman to your left can probably help you with that.
Well, I guess let's, I don't know, you know, with the commission too, you know.
I got a question. How did we construct, is a 10-yard rear setback?
10 foot.
10 foot rear setback, that's allowed?
Ms. Cornwell, why don't you kind of recap how we got to be where we are today real quick?
As part of the site plan approval for the RPC, the Planning Commission approved a 30-foot front and a 10-foot rear. So the 10-foot rear was approved as part of the original subdivision. So as what they're requesting now is to actually just move the entire building footprint up 5 feet. So they would have a 25-foot rear and a 25-foot front and a 15-foot rear. So they're just shifting everything. The lots that are already been constructed or been built, they also want to do the 25-foot front, and then but they would leave it at the 10-foot rear as some of those houses have already been built to that 10-foot rear. Now, granting the other houses an additional 5 feet will not do them much benefit because they either have a front porch or, you know, there's not much there. They would, I mean, it would take a lot of structural work to amend something to the front of the house. But it would just be easier for staff to have a blanket set of setbacks for the development.
How bad is the erosion?
Well, the ditch is it's grown up. I mean, there are very mature trees along both sides of that ditch, the tax ditch. And it's been a long, long time since it's been cleaned out or any maintenance done to it from what I know. And the erosion, I did see one spot behind the new house that's being constructed right now where it's eroded a little bit. And there's an outfall right beside that. Correct me if I'm wrong, that one house.
Yeah, we'll have to ask him to come on up. Mr. Lardner wants to come on up.
But it's a very mature, if that's the right word, tax ditch.
Good evening, gentlemen. For the record, Randy Lardner with Davis Point and Fridell, 23 North Marlow Street, Milford, Delaware. With the tax ditch, as most of us know, the tax ditch is owned by the tax ditch, but not owned by the tax ditch. It still resides on property. So the tax ditch right-of-way is still on the homeowner's property, and it goes to the top of bank, and that's where the top of bank is kind of into the rear yard setback. So as the builder has moved forward this project, that house is kind of not on that top of bank, but it looks very close to it. And so he's not looking to have a bigger house. All they're trying to do is just take the whole buildable area, shift it forward 5 feet to have, you know, a little bit more of a rear yard. And as Mr. Hudson was kind of saying, the tax ditch is managed and repaired by the tax ditch manager, and it's kind of up to their discretion when that improvement happens. And that's kind of where this situation is. And this subdivision is over 15 years old, as some of you may have seen. It was approved back in 2001, and that's why we're here this evening, is to request literally taking the buildable area, shifting it forward 5 feet, recognizing there are some homes that either already have a building permit pulled or the house has already been built and sold. There are 6 lots that are under contract that don't have a building permit pulled. I included those as a building permit because it's forthcoming because they've been, you know, sold where that house was sitting. That's kind of why the request is written the way it is, and trying to meet what staff has asked for is a clean record to help move forward. And that's kind of why we developed that cover map and hopefully made it as clean as we can make the request.
Who's the builder?
The builder's Envy Homes.
Is the request create a hardship for the staff that you feel is insurmountable, or is it something we can deal with?
I think based on the limited number that would have the 10-foot rear yard, it's something we could handle, and okay. There's a color copy that we would get into the record for everybody to have.
Right. I think the technology will help us in that regard. Mm-hmm. And is everyone satisfied that there's no ulterior motive here to build a bigger house or anything, that we're really just trying to solve a problem with a rear yard? Are you comfortable with that?
I am.
I'm comfortable with it after meeting with these guys.
Okay.
I'm very comfortable with it.
Yes, question.
Question.
Mr. Lang, yeah.
Which side of the tax ditch is the maintenance easement on?
It's on the other subdivision side.
On the other side. But what's happened is that even though it's maintained from the other side, if it were to be maintained, the erosion's happening on your side.
Well, the erosion and the bank is, the type of bank is on our side, and the right-of-way is defined, and this particular, the main prong is from top of bank, and that's where
yeah,
we had a tax ditch right-of-way defined from top of bank.
But there's no, is there a tax ditch easement
on your side?
Dimensional on your side?
Not on our side. I measured from top of bank. And
so there is none?
On the tax ditch maps that we were given, we just did another map request from the tax ditch. The top of bank shows on our side, and all of the easement right-of-way maintenance is on the other side of the tax
that
ditch.
That was the old method.
That's correct.
Yeah, okay. Because today it might be 80 feet.
Right, and some are based on center line, some are based on type of bank. It all depends on the tax ditch, and it gets.
I just want to make sure that's the maintenance side is going to be.
It's all on the other
side.
Yes, sir.
And that's not going to change with the new maps. Right?
That's correct.
The issues with it's sometimes easier, as Janelle said, to have consistent setbacks on the front side and rear, so there's not question, because there's multiple people that are issuing permits, and if they don't pick up the note correctly, they could miss one. We had a subdivision near Lewis that's got A and B lots, and they're all different, and they're scattered all over the place because they wanted different size houses on different lots rather than all look the same.
Right.
And it was a headache trying to, they were always asked to come in and ask us a specific question. We had to pull the RPC plan to make sure they had it right.
And we thought about doing a 15-foot rear blanket, but then we realized some of the existing homes would then become non-conforming, and we needed a variance for anything they wanted to do, so we're trying to.
We talked about that the other day. This is not something that we particularly want to do. We don't want to create these situations, but I think in this instance, it would be an acceptable thing to do. As far as how you're wording your motion, you could just move that to grant the.
I mean, I can read something that I think does what you all are saying if you want,
all right,
based
sure.
on their request.
Can we
give it a shot?
We'll
and then
we'll
if it's his motion, he can adopt
there you
it.
Go. He can attest to the fact that it's his motion.
The advantage is that this is a residential plan community, and the commission has the right to amend.
To amend it, yeah.
Conditions and setbacks. And
yeah.
It's not like a standard subdivision.
No, I know
it's
we can
follow
do it.
That.
Yeah.
I don't need to get there.
I think it's all sure.
So I guess the motion would be, Mr. Chairman, based upon the information presented with regard to the reserve subdivision, Mr. Hudson moves that the commission modify the setbacks in the reserve subdivision as follows. One, for all lots that either have a certificate of occupancy or a building permit being lots 10, 12, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 22, 25, 31, 96, 97, 98, 101, 105, 109, 110, 173, 174, 175, and 179, the front yard shall be reduced from 30 feet to 25 feet. Two, for all remaining lots, the front yard shall be reduced from 30 feet to 25 feet, and the rear yard shall be increased from 10 feet to 15 feet, which is a total of 144 lots. Three, with regard to the site plan, the developer shall adjust lot lines for lots 113, 114, 126, 127, and 128, and shall remove lot 129.
That would be my motion, Mr. Chairman.
It's been moved and seconded to grant the request to amend setbacks as stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Carried. All right, then. I'll tell you what, before we move on to additional business, let's refer back to our public hearing, because there are some folks here, I think, that are waiting to hear about those, and we can go ahead and dispense with that, and then we can move on with the balance of our agenda, if that's acceptable to
sure.
the rest of the commission. Our first public hearing was to subdivision 2016-10, Hamlet of Tillery, Dale Wheatley.
Mr. Chairman, my motion for 2016-10